and welcome to another rapid fire episode of the Future Car Podcast with me, your host, Ed Bernardin. It was just recently that I sat down to interview Jane Poynter. She's the founder and co-CEO of Space Perspective. If you listen to my conversation with Jane, you already know that Space Perspective is a company intent on making space travel accessible to the masses. They plan on doing this by offering rides in their spaceship Neptune, which is the most accessible, most sustainable, and safest spaceship ever launched from planet Earth. At the end of the conversation, as I always do, I asked Jane a series of rapid-fire questions that ranged from who's her favorite astronaut to how she would describe space travel in the future. Jane was an excellent sport, and her answers were great. So take a listen. We always finish up with our section called Rapid Fire, right? I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. It can be simple, fast questions, fast answers. You don't have to answer. You can say pass if you want. You ready?
Yes, let's do it.
What was the first car you ever bought or owned? First car?
A Mini.
Oh. Did you pass your driver's test on the first try?
Of course, on my birthday, as soon as I was able to legally drive on my own.
Tell me your best speeding ticket story. Have you ever gotten a speeding ticket?
Oh, no. So here's what you have to know is that I used to race motorbikes, so I am not telling you any of my stories about speeding tickets, Ed.
You didn't get all your speeding out on the track. You had some left over for the street, huh? What kind of motorbikes were you racing?
Oh, gosh. So I started out with a Triumph Daytona T595, which really was not made for the track. So then I got a Honda F4i, which was a really sturdy bike that catapulted down the straightaway a few times. It was really fun, though.
How long ago was your last race on a motorcycle?
It was a while ago. Yeah. It was at least 15 years ago. I eventually had to give it up because, you know, either I was going to have a bad accident or I had to stop. Because it was too much fun, right? You're going around a corner at 90, 110 miles an hour, dragging your knee around the corner. I mean, it was just super exciting fun.
What's the fastest you ever drove on a straightaway on a motorcycle on a track? Just roughly.
160.
Miles per hour.
Yeah.
In three words, how would you describe what space travel in the future will be like? What will it look like?
It's for everyone.
Oh, very good. Very good. All right. On the Future Car Podcast, we like to talk about autonomous cars and what we call the living room on wheels. So you don't have to drive. In some ways, yours is a living room on a balloon, right? The spaceship Neptune. But an autonomous car, living room on wheels, five-hour trip, all right? What is in your living room on wheels?
Lots of plants, of course. I'm taking my biosphere with me, Ed.
How would you change that if it was a spaceship to Mars? What would be on your living room on a balloon or a rocket or combination?
Okay, well, if it was going to Mars, my plants would probably be in little test tube or, you know, they'd be like in a genetic bank. They'd be little seeds because I'd have to wait until I got there to grow them into big plants.
What person, living or not, would you want to spend that five-hour car ride with?
I would like to spend 5 hours quizzing Queen Elizabeth I about her reign and building what we came to think of as the British Empire.
Oh, very good. Same question, but for a trip to Mars. So now it's a little bit longer.
So that, I would have to say, my husband.
Very good. I hope he's listening. All right. Favorite planet besides Earth?
There isn't one besides Earth. It's always going to be my favorite, Ed.
All right. End the great debate right now. Pluto, planet or non-planet?
Planet, of course.
There you go. I'm with the pro-Pluto group, too. I like Pluto. Favorite satellite?
Oh, well, a little while ago, I would have said Hubble, but now I would have to say the James Webb Telescope.
Favorite astronaut?
Well, I would then have to, with a corollary, say that it's astronaut Jeff Hoffman because he is our senior technical advisor, but also he is the reason that we were able to get those incredible images from Hubble because he gave Hubble the vision.
Star Trek or Star Wars? Which is your favorite?
Both.
Oh, you had to have a favorite. If you had to pick one.
No. If given a choice, take both, Ed. It's like asking a mother to choose her favorite child. Not going to happen.
Is space really the final frontier?
Ooh. No. I don't think one can say anything is final. It is most assuredly one of the most exciting frontiers.
What could be beyond space as a frontier? Any thoughts?
You're thinking externally. What about tiny, tiny, tiny?
Ah.
You can go, there's the frontier going smaller.
Maybe the multiverse or something, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows? There are pocket universes. Who knows?
Will we ever travel faster than the speed of light?
Oh my gosh, probably not.
No, okay.
Not in my lifetime. Let me say that.
All right. If you could magically invent one thing, what would it be?
Oh, teleportation.
If you could magically uninvent one thing, what would it be? Uninvent.
Oh, gosh, fake news. I don't know.
All right, two more questions and then we're done. What is your ultimate adventure that you still hope to take someday?
Space. I haven't been to space yet. That is what I'm hoping to do as soon as next year.
Space, not the final frontier. There you go. That's your next one. And finally, the last question. Tell us something about yourself that would surprise your friends and family.
I do not want to live on Mars. I want to live here on Earth. I would like to visit Mars, but I want to live here.
Jane, thank you so very, very much. That was a fun interview. And I wish you luck. And look forward to someday taking a trip on the spaceship Neptune. You got me all excited. This is fantastic.
Thank you. Super fun, Ed.